The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Today, now we're going to talk about tomatoes. I'm joined by chef and DJ Marcus O'Leary. We love tomatoes. You and I, we've already started this conversation.
I think we've become, yeah, kindred spirits on the tomato front. Absolutely.
Especially this time of the year, Marcus. They're just, they're great.
Well, I think, do you know what? The biggest thing that I try to advocate in my cooking is seasonality. And I think this kind of period of summer, you know, from, can I say May to like late October, you're getting such amazing produce. And tomatoes are something that I think really shine at this time of year. And there's amazing Irish tomatoes as well. They're now being grown kind of all over the place that you can get in supermarkets, which are brilliant. But I just want to make something really, really quick with tomatoes.
Yeah, go for it.
I make this almost every day for myself. Like literally, as soon as tomatoes kind of hit the shelves at this time of year, I tried to make it. I'm just going to make you a quick pancon tomat, right? Okay. So if you look here,
pancon tomat,
Spanish. Okay. This is like a real classic Spanish breakfast food, right? So it's really simple. You just need a box grater, a tomato, and you're just going to...
You're grating a tomato.
I'm grating the tomato,
Does it not go mushy when you get past the skin bit?
Not particularly, no.
Okay.
You're grating it.
And it's a huge tomato, by the way.
It's a big, big, big tomato, right? Now, we're going to have a bit of a double whammy here. I think that, you know, tomatoes as a fruit are overlooked a lot of the time. They are 95% water. They're great for hydration. Full of vitamin C, full of vitamin K, loads of fibre, loads of nutrients.
And it is a fruit, isn't it?
And it is a fruit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know.
We won't rehash that debate.
I mean, like, listen, I think, what is it? Knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad.
Throw that on the floor there. We don't mind.
I'll just pop it in his bag. Don't you worry. We are professional here. So you see how I've got all this tomato pulp and all the tomato water?
It's a mush.
So this is a kind of a double whammy here. We're going to be straining that off very simply.
So you just have the pulp and the juice goes into the bowl.
Absolutely. And then we're going to get this tasting a little bit more concentrated. So a little bit of salt.
Salt and tomato is just a dream, isn't it?
Exactly. It wakes the whole thing up and it just makes it delicious. And I think that like people can be afraid of seasoning their food. And when you get a product that is this good, and tell, you know, that somebody's gone to such an effort to actually grow and make beautiful, you have to treat it right. You know, so I think something like this is just an easy way to, you know, very simply, very quickly honour a really great ingredient.
Mm-hmm. And don't come near me with cold tomatoes.
Cold tomato. Okay, so
I can see it.
I was discussing this with somebody yesterday. If I say something like a beach sandwich, do you know when you make a sandwich ahead of time, it kind of sits in a bit of foil, the tomato and the ham and everything just kind of like molds in together and it's like warm from being in your bag. That's one of my favorite things in the entire world. So we're just going to a little bit of salt.
With a bit of sand.
Into this tomato juice as well. And then a little bit of olive oil. So if you go to Spain, if you go to everything, you'll see this on every single table.
So the pulp is salt and some olive oil. And I'm thinking that's really good olive oil that you got there.
That is. It's actually made by an Irish couple in Tuscany.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Ed and Laura Miller. Sant'Angelica, it's called. It is absolutely delicious. And, you know, it's important to have a nice bottle of finishing oil, especially if you're making something like tomatoes or any kind of vegetable. It's a nice way to finish. Would you cook with tomatoes a lot?
Yeah, I love them. Well, you see, the problem is they're so nice now. And I was saying this to you on Sunday, I was making a tomato salad, just really simple.
Yeah.
But before dinner was ready, the tomatoes were more or less gone. Because everybody was walking past just dipping in and taking them, including me. I had those lovely mixed cherry tomatoes in all the different colours.
Do you know, when I was a kid, I would eat them like sweets. Like literally, they just burst in the mouth.
Good.
They're so, so delicious. I think that Irish people are coming around. The way we eat is becoming a little bit more, you know, I don't want to say Mediterranean, but, you know, we definitely have so much more access to amazing fruits and veg. I remember hearing a story about a friend of mine. Their uncle worked in the fruit markets in the, I think it was the 50s or 60s. And when he first saw his first tomato, he picked it up thinking it was an apple and bit into it and screamed because he didn't know what it was. Because, you know, it's like... If you were expecting one thing and you got this big juicy burst, you wouldn't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
So listen, I've got some nice crusty bread here. We're just going to cut a couple of slices.
You've got it all going on. A listener is just back from Costa Brava.
Yeah.
Owen, thanks for getting in touch. And the grated tomatoes on all the sandwiches. It was used like a mayonnaise, basically. Just like a seasoning or an additional flavour. Is that how that grated tomato is used?
Absolutely. Listen, I've been to places in Spain where they'll just have a giant bowl of that and you sit down at the table and it's the first thing that lands. Bread and this tomatoes. And, you know, you might, in Spain, you might have your alioli or, you know, your garlic mayo, olive oil and then this.
That's all you do. You grate it, you strain it,
it
salt,
is as simple
olive oil.
As that. Literally as simple as that.
So you use it as a dip with bread?
Well, what I would do is I'd pop it on top of the bread.
Okay.
So we're kind of improvising a little bit here. We are live on air. You know,
I like it. It's great.
It's
can't
just
wait to try it. I know you kept the juice back there when you strained.
Yeah.
What's the plan for that?
The plan for the juice is to make a salted tomato soda.
Eek.
Listen, do you like a Bloody Mary? Do you like a savory drink?
I'll give it a go.
Summer,
you can hear my skepticism here.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get past that. You know, in summer, I think a lot of us, you know, especially when the sun's been shining the way it's been shining recently, you know, you might be prone to being out in the garden, have a few extra beers or a few extra glasses of rosé, whatever it might be. This, the next day or during, a little salty, think of it as like an electrolyte drink.
A salty,
salted tomato soda.
Fizzy drink.
A salted tomato soda.
Oh, so you're just putting a tiny amount
I'm just putting
a
little bit in. Absolutely. And listen, the studio were good enough to provide some ice.
Where did we get the ice from? That's
absolutely
great. I didn't know we had ice.
Listen.
Fancy and posh. Yeah. You wouldn't get that in the old days in News Talk.
Absolutely not.
Ice and everything. Yeah. Right. So in on top of that, you have some fizzy water, some Sal Pellegrino, because that's
absolutely
posh as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Am I going to try this now?
I would love you to. We'll have a little cheers.
And I'm going to jump over.
Here. There you go.
Thank you so much.
A little salted tomato soda.
Salted tomato soda.
And
okay.
You can add, if you want to add lemon to this, if you want to add basil.
Oh, yeah. Would I drink it all?
Listen, that is something I absolutely love. And it is something, if you're barbecuing, if you're grilling, think of that as an electrolyte drink.
I feel like I'm drinking the sea. With a little hint of tomato at the end.
Absolutely. But, I mean, that's the glory of it. That with a couple of oysters. You got to see the vision, all right?
I see the vision.
All right.
We are going posh, aren't we?
We are going a little bit posh. Yeah. Would you like a little bite of pancon tomato
I'll try that, but I might break my tooth on that bread because it took you a while to cut that with the knife.
It did. You know what? It is fresh, but it is one of those things that, you know, when you see bread and you can already feel the roof of your mouth being damaged.
So what about other easy uses for tomatoes? Like, I don't know, bruschetta. Like, would you bake the tomatoes in olive oil before putting them on top of the bread?
I really love, like charring tomatoes. I think they can take so much flavour and, you know, they concentrate really easy. When you think about, you know, if you chop tomatoes in half.
That's so nice.
Just tomato, salt, olive oil. That's easy. If you just dress tomatoes, cut them in half, dress them with a little bit of olive oil, salt, maybe pop some garlic, some thyme, pop them in the oven, let that flavour concentrate, let the water get out of them. You're basically making semi-sun-dried tomatoes and you can use them in anything. You can use them in dips, you can use them in pastas, you can throw them into a lasagna if you're making it that way. You can even just use them in a salad on their own or on toast or whatever. I think, you know, the tomato at this time of year, nature has done the work for you. So using it as an ingredient that is hyper versatile, hyper seasonal, it works in salads. I made desserts with it recently. If you mix tomatoes, chop them up, mix them with equal parts sugar, let them sit overnight, they'll create a tomato syrup that actually tastes like strawberries. Yeah, it's wild. Works really, really well with those cherry tomatoes that you were talking about because they're almost like sweets anyway.
So what are you doing? You're slicing them?
You're just chopping them. So say a cherry tomato, you chop that in four, weigh them out and add an equal amount of sugar and just let them sit at room temperature covered overnight. And you'll come back the next day. All the sugar will be dissolved. It'll all be gone. You can strain those tomatoes off and you're left with basically a tomato syrup. That on top of vanilla ice cream with a little bit of olive oil is unbelievable.
This is
tasty.
A revelation.
Listen, I think that, like, as I said, that's where the fruit bit of the tomato comes out. But I think, you know, if
and
you're...
And what are you doing with the reserved tomatoes? Are they gone?
Oh, I'm snacking on them.
Oh, you're going to eat
them. Snacking on them all day long. but I think, you know, you can go any direction whatsoever. You can make a tomato tart. You can make a tomato tartare. You can make tomato pastas. I made a tomato and shallot tartatin recently, which was delicious, with just a little bit of goat's cheese over the top. I think, you know, it's one of those things that if you want to become better at cooking, like just learning to just treat seasonal ingredients that little bit better is the way to do it.
Okay, someone wants to know what that olive oil is again. You better remind us. Made by an Irish couple in Tuscany.
It's made by an Irish couple in Tuscany, Laura and Ed Miller. It's called Santa Angelica. You can buy it in Brent Thomas. You can buy it a couple of other places or directly from them. It is delicious. Would you like that?
Okay.
I'll give that to you to take home.
I'll put this in with the salty tomato juice, maybe.
Absolutely, yeah.
Help me. Marcus, thank you so much. An absolute wizard with tomatoes, but it's simple. I feel like we could all replicate what you just did. So thanks for being with us. That is Marcus O'Leary.
The Clare Byrne Show. With Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.